guys and gals, me Mudahar, and you know, ladies and gentlemen, the Epstein class, you know, let's crack a cold one to the fact that they exist. Now, ladies and gentlemen, you ever watch that movie The Matrix, right? There's a scene in The Matrix where, like, Cypher, one of the bad guys, you know, basically says, listen, I know that I'm eating synthetic meat. I'm eating a figment of my imagination, like he's eating a steak. But he knows that he's in this matrix, right? This world that exists where humans are plugged in like batteries, and they don't even know. They don't even know about the world outside. Kind of wish we lived in that world in some capacity, you know? It's crazy to think that one of the largest human trafficking networks we know exists. We know that files have been released. We know that the conspirators of Jeffrey Epstein still exist out there in the world. But really, governments aren't chasing it. You know, the elites, the people that we put into power, they're not really following through. You know, it's crazy to think we live. You know, I would rather, it's fucked up to say, but I would rather live when this was all just like a conspiracy theory, because at least, you know, you could kind of cope and say, well, government aren't going after conspiracy theories and false stories. But now that we know it's real and they're not chasing it, they're not hunting people down and hunting the rich down, hunting the people that were in this network and putting a stop to things, putting people behind bars. Yeah, it's a black pill. It really is. But you know what's an even bigger black pill than that? Is the fact that instead of chasing those people, you got government offices putting all their fucking time and effort into chasing after social media bans. Let's mass surveil the public. Now look, I'm not here to say that social media is the greatest thing in the world too. Social media, a lot of it is filled with bullshit, okay? Let's be completely fucking honest with ourselves. You know, the reason why I just stopped getting on the internet, it's kind of a simpler adage or whatever that word is. You know, so remember that Filthy Frank video where he's like, you know, talking about like arguing on the internet, how it's the most pointless fucking thing imaginable? Because really, you don't even know who the hell's on the other side, right? You know, generally speaking, you go onto social media and you'll find like somebody pretending to be the Grand Dragon of the Ku Klux Klan, you know, dropping the most fiery, hot, racist takes, you know, and then you look a little deeper into the account. And it's like, oh, accounts in South Asia, accounts in Malaysia, accounts in some other fucking part of the world. And then you realize, wow, I'm really arguing with somebody that's just doing this to make like $150. So they can buy a pack of noodles to feed them through the rest of the week. It's an insane world I live in. But you know, ultimately going into it, one of the most disgusting age verification parts of the world is from the UK government. Now, literally a few days ago, I was talking about how literally by using a Graphene OS phone, it was kind of reported that one user received an email that said, whoa, hey, guess what, pal? You're using an operating system that we don't support. So we're not only reporting this to security teams, but maybe, just maybe, even the law enforcement agencies, right? So I don't know what the future of the world is, whether using privacy-focused systems might be breaking the law, but according to the UK Home Office, you know, they're pushing for age verification and social media shit too. They said tech companies like Apple and Google have 3 months. So we've got 3 months. You know what I said? The world's going to change a lot before GTA fucking 6 drops. 3 months is not a long time, okay? I've been yapping about this shit for like over 3 fucking years. 3 months goes by just like that. Activate safeguards on smartphones and tablets. So again, you realize how they didn't mention computers in this, because I think even the UK government has realized, yeah, I don't know how we're going to make this function on computers where motherfuckers can just install. Even if you're not running Linux, okay, Macs and Windows are still open enough to bypass whatever bullshit they drop. But smartphones and tablets detect and block nude images for children or will be forced to bring legislation to force you to do so. So to give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, obviously, why would anybody object to this? It's definitely the right thing to do. And ultimately, look, at the end of the day, a lot of people do tend to agree with, like, if you poll obvious, like, individuals, the polling data kind of does show that most people are blissfully unaware of what's actually kind of going on. Now, on the surface, I actually think this is a great thing to do, right? Obviously, you don't want any child sending nude images of themselves on their phone. You probably don't even want them taking that image on their phone. So to give you an idea, what is actually kind of happening over here and why is this a little weird? To give you an idea, right, social media bans, we'll get to that in a bit, but this is actually where they're specifically talking about taking photos and storing them on your devices. Now, it's interesting how the UK Home Office mentioned this, when in reality, the kind of technology that they're yapping about over here actually fucking exists. For instance, underneath Apple, right, if you buy an actual iPhone, iPhones actually have a lot of child safety features put into them, something that the UK office didn't fucking bring up. For instance, communication safety protects your child from viewing or sharing photos or videos, for example, a picture sent through text messages or a FaceTime video call that contains nudity. If communication safety detects that your child receives this type of content, it blurs the photo or video before your child can view it. Communication safety presents multiple interventions before your child can view or send sensitive content. With these interventions, communication safety provides guidance and age-appropriate resources to make a safe choice. When you set a screen time password, children under 13 can't view the sensitive content without your permission. So, to give you an idea, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of iPhones have built-in, I guess you could say, vision models, like AI models, whatever the fuck, use the catch-all term, where if you send an image of your ding-dong over to somebody else, like if I took a fucking image of my hog and sent it over to my, like, significant other, you know, even my phone, if it has these features, which I believe are built in by default, would freak the fuck out and say, are you sure you want to be sending this? You don't want to get groomed now, do you? Now, being in my 30s, obviously, if I'm sending that kind of an image, it's probably to somebody that is totally consensual and okay with receiving it. Now, if you're a child, you should never be sending images of your genitalia or receiving it. It's just that simple. And so for the UK government to make this fucking song and dance about forcing legislation, when Apple as a company has put this into their devices, and you might be like, well, Muda, what if they don't have an iPhone? Well, if they don't have an iPhone, they probably won't see this screen. But aha, they probably have an Android device. And at that point, an Android device also provides sensitive content warnings, right? So for instance, if you're on an Android device and you're sending, I've never sent an image of my hog from an Android device. To be fair, I've also never sent an image of my hog from my iPhone either. So I've never personally encountered these messages that I've received over here. But I imagine if you were to send an actual like image of your hog from an Android phone over Google Messages, which at this point is pretty much the default messaging application for the most purchased, well, basically almost every Android handset, they will actually detect blur images that contain nudity, right? They'll trigger a warning. They'll provide resources. Same thing you get on iPhone, you're getting on the Google end. Objectively, a good thing right here, you know? So ultimately, right over here, you can say that the feature is currently available in Google Messages, works on images. The feature is turned on by default for supervised users and signed in unsupervised teens. So for supervised users, basically if you're in a family plan or something like that, or you're like a family group, your child can't turn that feature off. For unsupervised teens, that can be turned off in Google Messages. So they are upfront and honest and saying, listen, by default, it's not a forced situation. But if you are a parent that, and again, in this situation, I've always kind of been the person that says, listen, if you give a shit about this topic, put some fucking effort into parenting your fucking kid, okay? All right? Just because it's your disaster doesn't mean I should live with the tyrannical government watching over me because you can't watch over your fucking disaster, okay? God damn! You know, the reality of it is that I don't know whether it's, you don't have to be like technically literate for this. Like if my dad knows that parental control options exist, and I'm sorry, Dad, I know you probably might be watching this. Okay, the end of the fucking day. If my dad can figure out computers, then you have no fucking alternative. My dad might be one of the, he's smart, very intelligent, but when it comes to computer stuff, I think like most parents, goddamn, let me tell you, Apple UI designers would fucking be fired because I'm pretty sure they're like graded on the effort of like, hey, can the most technically literate person use this device or can they not? So ultimately, at the end of the day, I feel like the parental controls that the government is trying to like fucking threaten these companies with exists. So the reality of it is when they talk about the legislation in this case, let's be completely honest. The legislation is basically either going to force every single device to verify the age of their users, because ultimately, at the end of the day, the cutoff is 18 plus or under 18. So realistically, if you, I imagine the only way that the government foresees legislation like this actually working, and the way that I think that technically it can work, is every single mobile device you buy is by default unusable, right? Until, of course, you set up either an Apple account or a Google account or whatever account on your device, you know, is so. Without setting up an account, the phones literally cannot do a single thing. They will be stuck permanently on the activation screen. So at that point, once you set up an account, I guess the only way to verify is if you provide some level of identification to either a third-party privacy, you know, vendor, which in this case could be, you know, something like Yodi or Persona, which also come with their own fucking caveats and controversies. Or the other thing is you provide that information to like Apple, Google, and you hope and pray that that information, you know, gets removed. Maybe it doesn't get used for something else. And ultimately, at that point, everyone will prove, you know, who they are when they build an account that then allows any of these smartphones or tablets to operate. So, you see, the problem that I'm actually having, and I think most people have with this situation, is giving up your information to servers around the world where you then have to trust for those servers to completely remove, right? I think, and again, if we're going to live in this fucking insane clown world, I think the safest way to do this is, A, educate parents that, look, the features I just talked about in this video exist, okay? It fucking exists, okay? Those child protection features exist on device. They're even running locally, okay? Like, they're on the devices. So, obviously, look, that's a great thing to educate parents on. You know, hey, if you really care about your children, which I think most parents do, you will probably take extra care to make sure when you buy them these devices, which are not cheap, okay? You know, it's not like you go out every year to buy a fucking iPhone for your kids. No, you're probably buying them one device, or they're probably on a plan with you, and you're paying for that device. You should probably put in the extra effort to make sure, okay, you're connected into my iCloud account, little Billy, okay? That means you're connected to me. That means anytime you go onto the internet and you want to browse shit, okay, it's gonna be through daddy's or mommy's permission. Like, literally, WWDC is happening, which is Apple's Worldwide Developer Conference, where they show all the new features for their iPhone accounts. Bro, they literally have put in almost everything, literally as of fucking today, okay? Apple previews all their new child safety features. So without the government, as a parent, you can make a fucking child account right there. You can basically allow which apps your kid gets to use. So, you know, like I don't know, like a Subway Surfers is fine, but maybe not Tinder, you know what I mean? Or Twitter or any of these platforms. Who they communicate with, so you have an understanding of, is little Timmy talking to his friend from school? And then it'll even ask you if you want to approve that person in. You know, it turns out to how much you can let your kid use an application, how much you let your kid use your devices. I mean, all the features are there, okay? That's literally all that matters. So, you know, honestly, if you want to fight things like child grooming, which I think all of us do, the features that I just showed you, you can use to fight bad people, okay? Listen, since the dawn of time, as fucked up as it is, there have been people that take advantage of men, women, and unfortunately, children. And in this case, you know, blocking off and implementing massive social media bans and worldwide mass surveillance and locking every device down to the point where you have to verify to do every tiny thing isn't necessarily the answer. It's basically a nice way for the government offices, in this case, to push this kind of crap onto the average person and allow individuals, allow us to give up our rights so they can mass surveil us anymore, right? The idea of like fighting, you know, the idea of like, hey, listen, the way to protect kids is to have all our messages scanned, is to, you know, provide our identifications out there in the world to a lot of these things when tabulated together. Look, at the end of the day, it's pretty obvious that the government in this case wants to be able to look into every single message. They want to be able to look into every single thing sent because maybe people are sharing dissenting information that the government doesn't agree with. Maybe you text something wrong. Maybe you say something wrong. I think having mass surveillance allows the government to do a lot more fucked up shit with the information that's floating through the internet than just simply protect children, okay? If you want to protect kids, it's easy to protect kids, okay? It's called being a fucking parent. Like, even the guys at Signal say, look, forcing people to prove their age and having all their content scanned simply to exercise their right to communicate is a perilous proposition. And it is, because look, even if you're not somebody that doesn't care about, hey, I don't give a fuck if anybody reads my information, there's a lot of people that do need to have their privacy protected. People that are whistleblowers, people that are journalists, people that live in actual dangerous countries where simply expressing a certain way to live, simply being a certain type of person can put you into danger, right? Like, imagine if you're somebody, I don't know, like you're gay or something, and you're living in a country where it's actually a crime to be gay, right? You're communicating with other gay people. Well, now, imagine if you have everything scanned. Well, now you're suddenly actually at fucking serious risk right there, right? When you're, when just the way for you to live is being threatened and watched by a tyrannical government that wants you nothing but dead. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but it's an example that's valid because it does exist in parts of the world, unfortunately, right? If you are somebody that is a journalist talking about breaking a massive story on serious government corruption, do you feel safe talking about that stories over channels that could be watched by said government? I know I fucking wouldn't. You know, when you've got the White House putting in, like, YouTubers at this point in their fucking list of people that they're going after or that they're putting watches on, that is never okay. This is why we have privacy, to protect us from when tyranny finally comes. Don't be fucking daft about it, okay? It's literally what it's for. Like, the reality of this is that even when you look at the prime minister, he's like, the government will not stand by while children are put at risk online. Today I am calling on the tech companies to introduce device-level controls to prevent children from taking, sharing, and viewing nude images. If they don't act, we will. Again, it's like, I don't understand. Has this motherfucker ever even been near any technology? Like, does this motherfucker know what he's talking about? Dog, I have spent the last 15 fucking minutes bringing up every technological measure that you can use. It already fucking exists. They just want to actually push their master. They don't really care about the fucking, if he cared about the kids, he'd be like, listen, we're going to put some serious money into educating dumbass fucking parents, or actually that's mean, parents that probably don't know any better, into how to protect their kids online. We'd be putting up fucking public press releases. We'd be putting up public television. We would not be pushing mass surveillance under the guise that we're protecting kids. You know, I guarantee you these people are probably salivating at the thought of another fucking terrorist attack happening just to push that as a fucking reason for this kind of crap, as we once did back in the day, right? Back when the Patriot Act was a thing that was introduced, pushed through, and that was kind of the first start into internet mass surveillance. You know, we've already seen what the government does with things like Prism, right? Where they're sitting in the backgrounds of all these social media networks, tapped in, listening to every single thing that you say. We live in a crazy, creepy dystopia. But I don't think we have to accept that. I think we should always have an option to find the escape out of it and find a way where we can escape this whole hell that we're in and still live freely and still live safely and still live privately. But we're not going to get there if we let fucking scumbags like these politicians get away with this shit. And it's not just the UK, it's Canada as well, the US, fucking France, Australia, every fucking country is doing this shit, okay? Every country is pushing this crazy crap, you know, so I'm not going crazy and just screaming out into the heavens. It's a real fear. It's a real thing you have to be watchful of. And ultimately, at the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, I cracked this cold one at the start of the video, so I'm going to take a little sip. If you like what you saw, please like, comment, and subscribe. Dislike it if you dislike. It's a good day outside. I might as well enjoy some freedom while I can. I am out.